Hey, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. We have made it to another new year. 2020. Wow. A new decade. It's been a minute since I've been on here. Quite a minute. Just been going through some things, working on my mental health. Working on me overall, mentally, spiritually, physically, working on, trying to get myself together and just trying to, be the best that I could be. And but there's just some things that I want to talk about. Life in general. I was having a conversation with myself, and I was just thinking, like, what is my life purpose? It's like, I don't even know what my purpose is in life. It's like, I think I know what it is, but then again, it's kind of like I'm kind of scared to explore it. So many directions I want to go, so many things I want to do. It's like, I think that I want to do this, but then when I actually do it, it's like, I don't think it's for me. I don't think it's for me. So right now I'm struggling, and every day I go to work, it gets me clearer and clearer, like, what is my life purpose? Because I have no idea what it is. I've actually had a job that I actually enjoyed, but working with other people, I think, I don't know, I think it is because of working with other people. And in general, I think it's working with females that I have an issue with. Not that I have an issue with females, but I feel like females have an issue with me. It seems like I've never really got along with females. Like, there's something that I've never understood why I can get along with males all day long. And I don't know if because I didn't really grow up with a lot of females. I grew up mostly with males. So I have that type of, I can kind of relate, not relate, but, kind of connect with them better than I can with a female. And so in the position I am now, I work with mostly females, and it is just driving me to the point where I just want to walk out, and it's just. And I pray every time I go in there, and I try to light my sage, trying to, drive evil spirits out. But it's kind of like, maybe this is not the field for me, especially working with females, And not all of them are, bad. It's just certain ones. And I have the an issue with myself is that I don't know how to stand for myself. I've always been, I'm jumping like different topics and stuff. It's like stuff I've been thinking about for so long. And like the bullying. Kids who bully adults. That is really real. And I've been bullied all my life. Since I was a kid and up till now that I'm an adult. I have kids that bully me and I have adults that bully me. And it's kind of like, how do you, as an adult, how do you overcome that? People might think that, oh, that's crazy. You should be able to take that. You should be able to stand for yourself. But it's really not that easy, And I'm a type of person that I'm not a confrontational person. I don't like confrontation. But at the same time, I really want to stand for myself. I just don't know how to do that. Have anybody ever been through a situation like that? I've known someone in a situation like that where they have been bullied, maybe as a kid and now they're an adult, or they're still, or kids, And in this day and age with social media, and I'm gonna call myself out, that I sit there and I compare myself to other females. And it's like they look like that, and I look like me. And I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. But that was an issue that I've been dealing with today. you know, with the bullying and trying to find my life purpose. And sometimes you will have a wake up call, like, I don't think this is it for me, you know? I think there's more to it. And so I'm going online, trying to find positions and stuff. Like, I don't want to do that. Don't really want to do this. No, I don't want to do that. It's kind of like, So I'm trying to get to the point where what it is that I like to do. What it is that I like to do. I'm not a person that like to talk in front of people. I'm a very introvert person. I love to be with myself, you know? And, but that's so much, see, I'm going off board, but I really didn't have a clear plan what I wanted to talk about. I just wanted to rant today. But I think what I'm going to do is talk about different things like the bullying and the life purpose and things on that nature, because I feel like that's a topic that it does get ignored. And it needs to be talked about more and more and more. And even as adults, we need to talk about bullying, because there are adults that bully adults. And I can sit here and talk about a lot of people that has bullied me. I have left a lot of jobs because I've always got picked on or bullied. And it's kind of like you don't really have anybody to talk to that works in the job, because it's the boss that's doing it. And not really kind of, not protecting you, but kind of shielding you from your coworkers and stuff like that. It's kind of, what is my life purpose? So that's what I've been struggling with today. Listening to Steve Harvey, like motivational speaking. He's a very good speaker and stuff like that. I love listening to him. And so I just wanted to come up here on here and talk about, you know, things that's been bothering me. I might come back on here and discuss, you know, more in depth of what I really am going through, and like just transformation. But 2020, I'm telling you, I spoke into existence and I'm gonna keep speaking to existence. It's gonna be my year. It's gonna be, I don't know what's about to happen, but I feel like something good is about to happen, you know what I'm saying? Like, something great is going to happen. And it's going to be like, because I just don't know what it is. I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my bones. But I just don't want to go backwards, you know? So I'm going to confront these bullies. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to confront them in a nice way, because I'm not a mean person. But that's what I'm going to do. So, hope you all enjoy your day. Happy New Year again, 2020. You know, make this a good year. Make this a great year. God bless. Peace out.